What's going on, guys? Dan Wise, Wise Media Group. We're back again for Business Spotlight Thursday. And today, our guests in the house are Kenny and Amanda with UC Sign Company. Did I say that correct? Okay. So we have Kenny to my right and Amanda to my left. Let's see if I can keep that straight throughout this. So welcome, ladies. Thank you for joining us today.
Thank you for having us.
Today's Yakima Spotlight Thursday is brought to you by the Recreation Center, which is conveniently located downtown, 200 South Front Street, Yakima. The Recreation Center, your plug-and-play venue for private or public events of all types, sport court rentals, and more. Also, home for Conquer Athletics, top producer of grit in Central Washington's premier Spartan DECA founding affiliate. Contact them today on Facebook at Conquer Athletics or on Instagram at the Recreation Center. So, you guys are partners in this business? Or is it just the two of you?
So UC Sign Company has actually been around for about 15 years, and it was started by Ronnie and Destin, who are brothers, and they've been the proprietors of this. I'm actually Destin's wife, so I have a little background there, but we've been, you know, making local signs for quite a while.
And when you say signs, we're talking like banners, all kinds of signs.
Yeah. So banners, channel letters, sets, like anything you drive around and see in town, we can probably produce it or something to the like of it.
What about like cool neon signs for like the background?
You know, we kind of leave neon to the experts there.
Okay.
I wish. I love neon.
Yeah. We're looking for one right now. And I just got a quote for like $700 for like a small sign that goes behind my head. I was like, yeah, I'm not, not Joe Rogan yet. So let's pump the brakes on that.
Maybe one day.
So what role do you play in the company?
So I am the graphic designer and local sales. So anything that, you know, someone would come up and be like, hey, I'm interested in getting a channel letter set for my building, I would help them design it and everything. And then also prepare all the files for manufacturing, you know, production and stuff. So,
So when you say sales, is it like telemarketing sales? Is it people that call in off of seeing you on the, like a website?
It's more like that. It's more people who, you know us and are looking for, you know, people will call around and ask for, you know, sign shops and everything, and I'll answer, and then I'll help them with quotes and everything. And then, you know, get them what they need and then help them design it out.
So you guys mentioned you have some fantastic deals going on right now for... And fantastic deals. Also, who's like your ideal customer for these fantastic deals?
It would really be anybody who's looking to, you know, sponsor their, or, you know, show off their business or event or everything. Right now we have a banner special going on. So a 4-foot by 8-foot banner, which is usually a pretty standard size people get, it's pretty big, is only $150 right now. It's usually $208. So okay. A pretty good deal. And then everything outside of that size is 15% off. So yeah.
So anything bigger than that?
Anything bigger or smaller.
Okay. And is it that size because you guys have like a, it's what makes that size?
It's just usually the standard. Okay. People usually go for, that's kind of our biggest, you know what I mean? Most people go for a 4x8.
And you guys do everything in-house? Mm-hmm. So you create your banners, all the logos right there, yep. Printing is there.
Exactly.
Okay. How long you guys been doing this for?
So the business has been around for about 15 years. I've been in the business for about 5. Kenny's been there about 2.5.
Mm-hmm, almost 3.
Yeah. So
it's been there for a while. Yeah.
Now it seems like this industry is a little bit more of a popular industry. So do you guys have any, I don't want to use the word competition, but what have been some of the biggest like struggles and adversity with dealing with other companies competing for business? What's that been like?
So our biggest thing is we don't do installs. So that's where, you know, some of the competition, I guess, if you want to call it, has, I guess, a leg up. But we do offer like really great recommendations for local installers. So we actually help out other, you know, the small guy, you know, that's out there doing electrical and stuff on his own. He has opportunity to pick up some extra cash when we go, hey, we've got this installer, and they call him up, go, hey, we got a sign. He installs it. So you know, it provides extra business, not only for us, but for others as well. So
if somebody calls you guys and is inquiring about like a outdoor lighted sign. So when you say install, I'm picturing like a McDonald arches, yeah. Like you sell the sign, put the sign together, but then somebody's got to go set it up.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
When you pitch that or price that out, are you including, or are you telling them they have to find their own, or are you kind of setting that up before it even gets to that point so they already have an idea who they're going to use?
So we actually have, like I said, a recommended list. So as soon as they come in and say, hey, we're looking at a channel letter set, we give them the price and everything for that. And then we immediately go, please call this person. We'll send over all the information so they'll have it when you call them and they can give you a quote for the installation portion of it. So
what got you guys to this point? Like where did you guys come up with the idea? Like, hey, we're going to start a sign company. Like, was that, you said that was your husband?
So it's actually, so my brother-in-law is kind of like the brain, the think tank of the business. And their father actually had some sign industry experience and stuff like that. And it was just a great thing that he, right out of high school, knew how to do. They started out in a van and then went to brick and mortar in 2010. We were right by Sunwest Auto. And then it's just kind of blew up since then. And now we're over off First, right behind where Max's Barn Grill used to be.
Okay.
So, yeah.
You know, when you guys were coming in today, when I was doing my research, I thought it was more of like a banner company. And now I realized a little bit the difference here. It's one of my very first sales jobs ever. I don't know if you guys ever heard of a company called Signtronics. They were, for a long time, they were one of the biggest producers of the outdoor lighted signs. But their big kind of stick was graphics on the sign. Mm-hmm. When they would push to us as the sales guys to go out and sell these signs, it was branding your sign. And then we'd have examples. Like if everybody remembers, I don't know how old you guys are, but if you ever seen the billboard with the copper tone billboard,
yeah,
and everybody remembers like what the picture was. It was, what was the picture? Do you remember?
A little girl and she's got the dog.
Yes.
Back.
Yes. Yeah. So they kind of had that concept of you really want to find it because people are driving by a sign. They have like 3 seconds to see what the sign is, to recognize who are you, what you're selling, and do I want your service? So when you guys create your signs and somebody called you up and says, hey, I'm looking for a sign for my company, obviously you want to take the customer's input, but do you guys also say, hey, you know, we've been doing this a long time, let me give you some feedback on what might be even a better idea?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. You know, they'll come in with their kind of general idea and it's kind of my job to kind of steer them in a direction of like, hey, how do you want to have this built? How do you want to go about that? And you know, most of the time people come in and they know what they want designed. They already have their logo. But for the people who don't, I get to actually, you know, work my magic and get to actually help them design something that's going to stick out and, you know, move forward with that and tell them how they could have their sign built in several different types of ways and everything, you know?
do you ever have to tell them, say, hey, look, you brought your ideas, but I got to tell you how dumb your ideas are. So let me step in and let me step in and fix your sign for you if you want people to stop.
Sometimes there are moments like that where I see something and I'm like, you know, I'd love to help you out with that.
You got the whole alphabet on the sign, guy.
Pretty much, you know. I love working with people and getting to help them design stuff and, you know, giving a little input and everything. They usually listen. They usually, you know, kind of refer to you as the expert and right. They want to hear your input. So, you know.
What's the longevity of a sign? Because a lot of these signs are like plastic signs, like hard plastic signs for outside. Do they come with like warranties if they get broken? You know, what can somebody expect? And what's the average cost for an outdoor lighted sign for your business?
So you're probably talking like a channel letter set. Channel letter sets can make it 20 plus years. You know, that's one of the amazing things about plastic and stuff like that. It is pretty resilient. Most of the stuff that we use is pretty weatherized. I'd say we offer about a 2-year warranty, and this fixes any kind of electronical, that kind of thing. When it goes on to like wear and tear, or if your sign gets damaged, we usually try to work with our customers. So we offer large discounts if something small has to be replaced or fixed. But yeah, signs, especially anything that has acrylic faces, they can be up there, you know, like I said, 20 plus years and still look good.
What's one of the most difficult signs you guys have ever gotten an order for recently? That was like, man, this one is challenging.
So we do a lot of pan letter sets. We had a big horse that we just made for a company down in Oregon. And it's, you know, one of those things, they send it over to us and we're like, okay, this is big. We got to break it down into a couple pieces, kind of, you know, have to re-engineer it a little bit. But, you know, the customers are always usually happy when they get that really unique piece that goes on their building and people just, it's eye-catching. Like you said, when you drive by, you're like, whoa, what's that? Maybe somebody circle around the block to look at it too. Who knows? But yeah.
Where do you guys get most of your business from? How do people find you guys?
You know, a lot of people just look, you know, us on the web. Usually Facebook is the biggest one.
Let's pull up their Facebook, Shelly. So right now we're looking at like your Facebook and your Instagram and stuff. What are on Facebook? Do you guys post on there regular?
trying to like get customers to come in, not customers to come in, but just showcasing to the community, like, hey, Yakima, we're here, stick, because you can go buy a sign on Amazon these days, right? And Amazon might even be able to beat some of the prices, but you don't know what the quality is. You don't know where it's coming from. So how do you guys compete in a local market with something like, you know, the universe has kind of taken over?
Word of mouth has been amazing for us. People come in, get a sign, like the experience, and they just kind of put that out there. But Kenny is doing an amazing job. She's really getting our Facebook, Instagram. I think we're even talking about like getting into TikTok.
Uh-oh.
So yeah.
That, start little skits.
Oh, goodness.
But yeah, she's really putting the word out there. So we're trying to get more foot traffic that way because we know the younger generations that are coming up and opening all these little cool hip shops mm-hmm. are looking for stuff, but they don't know where to go. And where do they go? They go online. They go yeah. to the internet. Mm-hmm. So that's, you know,
that's been tough for I think some of the older businesses. And I don't mean to say older people aren't with technology, but usually I'm 45 and it's like, thankfully, the job that I decided to go into requires me to stay embedded into it, but it's tough. And when you talk to a lot of some of the older people, we're talking to a potential client right now who's like, well, I still want to, he wants like TV commercials and radio. And I was like, you're going to spend more money for that. No one's listening. No one's watching, you know, TikTok, social media, Instagram. It sounds so silly because we see like the little like kids playing on it and doing, you know, silly TikTok dances and videos, but it's really, really, it can be really utilized for business mm-hmm. if you're paying attention to, you're creating a vibe, but then you're sending them somewhere like your Facebook or your website where it has more of the, you know, the adult content.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And you've been with the company for how long?
About 3 years.
3 years. Okay. And what was your background prior to getting into this? Were you into this? Because you came in the studio. You're like, oh, I went to school and did some of this stuff.
So I earned a technical certificate in digital media from YB Tech. And after that, I took a few classes at YBC just to kind of, you know, keep my knowledge up. Then I worked for KIMA for a while as a production assistant.
Okay.
So I had a little bit of background knowledge in, you know, the whole media field, if that makes sense. And part of the things that we would do in school, you know, were graphic designs. And I've always been an artist. Like, I mean,
like drawing.
Yeah. Okay. A lot. And I mean, as cringy as all my old artwork was, you know, it still peddled me to being, you know, in this field and this, you know, I never imagined I would be in sign design, but I love it. It just is exactly what I want to do, you know? So I've had some really fun experiences. So
sign design. That's a good catchy phrase.
It's crazy. I love it.
And how did you meet them? Did you just inquire for a job or okay?
Pretty much. It was Indeed. They were looking for a graphic designer and assistant for like production and everything. And I applied and, you know, it went really, really well. Ronnie hired me just like a week afterwards, you know, and it's been great ever since.
What are some of the things that you've seen since you guys started that you'd possibly do different or some advice you'd give like to the younger version of you guys?
Definitely put yourself out there because business isn't going to just come to you. It's not going to walk through your door. This is something from being around and kind of going through to the generation that we're coming into right now. If you don't go on social media and you try to, you know, just do word of mouth, which has been great for us, it does get stale pretty quick. So you have to kind of be on the next hot thing. And it's something that you kind of have to constantly be aware of. So is it social media right now? Is it podcast? Is it what's going on that's going to get our word out there?
Right. So
that's where we had somebody like Kenny who's looking around for this kind of stuff for us.
So you're the one that found us, right?
Yeah. Well, okay. Actually, Amanda was the one that found the Facebook. I'm the one that reached out.
So. Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But, you know, they keep us up to date on all the social media. That's where she was like, we should do a TikTok. Maybe we should do this. And I'm like, and at first we're kind of like, can we keep up with that? But you know, you kind of have to keep up with that, especially if you want to draw in all the new business, all the new blood that's out there.
So. Yeah. With things like TikTok, where you're trying to really kind of, cause that's more of like a constant thing that you need to do on a very regular basis. And I think a lot of people, they'll fail when they're like, oh, I made a TikTok video. Nobody watched it. I think it's better to make like, you know, let's plan out 60 days of videos ahead of time and almost record everything and then just have it kind of scheduled to go. Because the problem is people will start something today and then next week, like, ah, got busy, I can't get to it. And before you know it, you're just kind of intermittently putting stuff out and no one really watches that. So if you guys were going to do TikToks, would that be put into your field of
it would be.
Okay. Do you do TikToks at all? like personally?
No, okay. I'm a little bit more on the, I'm more of a behind the camera kind of person. I just have been, so I don't really want to, you know, put myself out there on social media personally.
Uh-oh. Kenny's going to be making TikToks before we know it. So is there any specials or anything, anybody that's watching this that reaches out to you guys said, hey, I saw you on a Wise Media podcast. Are we doing anything special for those people?
Yeah, we can definitely give a little bit of a discount for some people that walk in. Mm-hmm. You mention us here. We know the word got out. So definitely like to give you guys a little price break. So we're talking about doing some new business starter packages too eventually. So that'll be something to look into.
Well, we know you guys do like signs and channel letters and things like that. Do you do anything else like business cards or something that people don't know that you guys do?
Something that we do offer that not a lot of people are aware of is we do graphic design services. So if you needed a logo or you said, hey, I don't have time to design a pamphlet for my business, like they would just come straight to me and be like, hey, let me talk to you about designing it. And then I would work on it.
So if anybody wants to reach out to UC Sign Company, you can reach them at 509-307-6191. All of their contact information will also be in the description of this video. And you guys are conveniently located over at 307 East Arlington Street, Yakima.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. What's that next to?
So that's right around, right behind the windmill. So
okay.
Right there, that used to be Max's Bar and Grill. Ona Car is right there on the corner.
Okay. Yep. And you guys have been there how long again?
We've been there about 6-7 years now.
Okay. Anything we didn't talk about that you want people to know about?
Nope. Just come down, visit Kenny, and they get you set up with all kinds of cool stuff for your business and hopefully get some more foot traffic in your guys' doors. And
Well, there you have it, guys. I would hop over to their Facebook and Instagram if you want to see some of their prior work, get an idea of what you're going to get yourself into. And then I'm sure Kenny over here can sit down with you and go crazy on coming up with some fun designs.
Yeah, exactly.
Kenny and Amanda, thank you guys so much. Reach out to them, guys. If you have any sign issues or looking for a new sign, your brand new business, this is one-stop shop. All right, guys, I'm Dan Wise, Wise Media. We'll see you guys next time for Business Spotlight Thursday. Peace.